Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Today I want to share with you from one of the Psalms that David wrote. I'm going to read that Psalm to you. Psalm 103. David writes this way. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's the end of that psalm. That psalm just inspires me and encourages me tremendously. David here is telling himself to bless the Lord. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Our soul is where our emotions are, our heart, the things that we think, the feelings that we feel. That's our soul. David is mustering up his soul here. Come on, soul. We need to bless the Lord. We need to worship him. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He says that again and again. He is bringing himself to a place of worship. And that's good. That's right. I'd like to think about what he's saying here. David writes here in the second verse, forget not all his benefits. And then he enumerates and lists a number of them. It is the Lord who forgives all your iniquities. It is the Lord who heals your diseases. Have you been forgiven, my friend, of your sin? Well, it's the Lord that forgave you. Have you had a disease, the chicken pox, the measles, different things, a virus, a bacterial infection, and you got healed, you were healed of it, and you're free from it? Guess who healed you? That's one of the benefits of the Lord. He redeemed our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies day after day. He satisfies our mouth with good things. He renews our strength like that of the eagle. It's just amazing the things that David lists here. God executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Praise God. The Lord is merciful. He is gracious. He is slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He has not dealt with us after our sins. You know, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says in Romans. We don't deserve to live. We deserve death. We deserve hell 1,000 times over. We do. But David says here, you've not dealt with us according to our sins, nor have you rewarded us according to our iniquities. Why? He's merciful. God is merciful. He's shown to us his mercy. The next verse says this, get this, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Wow, that's deep. Do you know how high the heavens are? How vast our universe is? We're talking about millions, billions of miles, literally. We can't comprehend. Our little finite minds cannot grasp the vastness, the depth of our universe. And this verse says, that's how great his mercy is toward them that fear him. You'll never get to the bottom of God's mercy. Never. It's that great. Hallelujah. Praise God. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us, made us just as though we've never sinned. Wow. Thank you, God. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. Isn't that a blessing to know that? Do you know that God pities you? If you fear the Lord, you walk with him, you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, do you know he pities you? Because he knows, next verse says, because he knows our frame. He knows that we are dust. He knows our tendency to failure. He knows the struggles we face. He pities us. What a blessing to know that God cares for us like that. He pities us. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. So for those folks that lived 6,000 years ago, they experienced God's mercy. For those, if the Lord tarries another 100 or 200 years, we don't know how long he'll tarry, till Jesus comes, his mercy will be on those who live then as well. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. What a blessing. What comforting words. It is there to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion, and believe me, all his works do. The heavens declare the glory of God, it says in Psalm 139, I believe it is. The heavens, the universe, many of the things on the earth declare the glory of God. They bless God. And David ends by saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. We too should be blessing, praising, worshiping God. He is a merciful God. He is worthy of all the praise, all the worship, all the adoration that we can bring to him with our feeble tongues. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Well, amen. I say amen to what David wrote here. That just inspires me today. That blesses my heart. It encourages me. And I hope it brings you comfort and encouragement and strength and inspiration as well. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.